Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary moment. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live right here on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I got a good gospel Black Friday word for you today. And I'm not talking about demonizing you for spending your own money how you please or harping on your bill. Our topic for today is Black Friday Chronicles for the Soul. Black Friday Chronicles for the Soul. And we're in the book of 2 Chronicles 7, 14, and Joshua 24, 15. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or listen online from my website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. And I say welcome to everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you follow Morning Motivation so the recording can be texted to your phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. All of this information, plus the ability to contact me, see my itinerary, sermons, everything else you need, as well as to hear the recording each day as well for Morning Motivation, is on the website at feeldfire.com. So make sure you visit and make sure you send others there, because this recording remains available all day long, because you can eat breakfast all day, right? All right, go to feeldfire.com, and by now you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in 2 Chronicles 7, 14, and Joshua 24, 15, reading from the KJV. If my people, which are called by my name, this is God speaking, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, glory, and will heal their land, Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, anybody ever said that? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on and give God praise for his powerful word this morning. What is our topic? Say it out loud with me right now. Black Friday Chronicles for the Soul. Today is Black Friday. It's November 23rd, 2018. And you know, and as well as I do, that this is the day that we go shop till we drop. You know, you've been saving up your money for those Black Friday sales, and the merchants have been teasing and taunting us all week and, of course, all yesterday on Thanksgiving with all of the great sales that they have going on at their locations. Some of us have our sales papers ready. I have one friend who said that he and his family, they strategized on how to get all of the best deals by getting the sales papers, and they divide things up, and they assign different family members to go to different locations to make sure that they can get what they want to get. Black Friday, not a thing wrong with it. Now, the reason that the merchants are having Black Friday is because they want to use this day, if no other day in the year, to get their books back in the black, right? Because when they're in the red, it means that they are losing money. They're not being profitable or as profitable as they have targeted for the year or the quarter. So here comes the day after Thanksgiving, always on Friday, and they say, let's put out as many sales as we can. Let's lure in as many customers as possible, because this is the day in which we reposition ourselves back into the black. This is the day in which everything else we've done all year long, every error, every mistake, every fallacy, every bad idea, every bad sale, every non-profitable decision has the ability to be turned around. It is the day that we get back right, our Black Friday sale. Well, today, brothers and sisters, in Black Friday Chronicles for the Soul here on Morning Motivation, I came to offer you that same opportunity to get your souls back in the black. That everything else you've done up until this point, every sin, every mistake, every bad decision, every wrong turn, every disobedient act, everything that you've done, which has caused you to live outside of the will of God, to live sinfully. And I'm not just talking to people who are not saved, because those of us who are saved, we've sinned too. We've made bad decisions as well. There's not one perfect person listening to this broadcast today, just like there's not a perfect person teaching it. Black Friday Chronicles for your soul today, that you have now the opportunity to lay your soul before the Lord and to say, I want to get back in the black, Father. I want to get back in the rightful position of being profitable for the kingdom of God. And not only for the kingdom, Lord, but for the kingdom of my own life, my own household. Come on, saints, you ought to be feeling this right now. My own soul, my own job, my own business, my own children, my own ministry, my own calling. When I'm saying my, I'm speaking for you as well. Getting back in the black glory. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord says, if you just humble yourself, glory, just admit your wrongdoing and pray, go to him and seek his face, and then turn from our wicked ways. How do we turn? By repenting of our sin, by asking forgiveness, then by getting into a good Bible teaching and believing church, and getting into the word ourselves as well, seeking God, fasting, spending time with him, then it opens his ears to hear from heaven. And not only will he forgive our sin, it says, but he'll heal our land. He'll heal our territory. He'll heal our bad decisions. He'll heal our mistakes. He'll heal our disobedience. He'll heal our fallacies. Whatever it has been that's kept us in the unprofitable position of the red, God will heal it. Hallelujah. Black Friday Chronicles for the soul. Joshua 24:15, Joshua said, look, make a decision. I'm tired of all these excuses. If you believe God is God, serve him. If you don't, then just go on about your business. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. This is what you do in Black Friday Chronicles of the Soul, of getting your soul back into the black, is that you must first make a decision that you want to serve God. Jeremiah 3:14, God said, he's married to the backslider. There is no place you could have gone that God won't meet you right where you are, brothers and sisters. There's no sin you could have committed wherein God won't forgive you if you'll come and humble yourself and pray and seek his face, so that then you have the supernatural divine ability to turn from your wicked ways, so that you can receive not only the forgiveness of sin, but the healing of your land, so that you will be in the black today. Glory to his name. Our 15 minutes is almost run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Then the altar call, and I'll end with assigning your task. I just want you to say right now, today, I'm putting my soul back in the black. Say it again out loud, today, I'm putting my soul back in the black. Let's go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for everyone listening right now. Thank you for those who will listen throughout today. Father, we thank you because today we've made a conscious decision to put our souls back into the black. Today we're making a choice that you are God and we want to serve you. As for us in our homes, we will serve the Lord. Father, everything that we've done, we lay before you right now. We repent and we ask forgiveness, because today we're back in the black. Today our souls and our dreams and our vision and purpose, they're back in the black. Today our healing, our joy, it's back in the black. Today our finances and our businesses and our clients, back in the black. Today our job, hallelujah. Today, everything that we put our hands to. Today, our marriages and our children, back in the black. Today, our ministries and our churches, back in the black. Yeah, 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 Lord. We're back in the black today. Yeah, 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 Lord. We're back in the black today. And we feel it right now. Even now, our souls are on fire. Because we're back in the black. We're back in the black. We're back in the black today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everyone listen and say amen. Come on, say, I'm back in the black today. Say it again. Say, I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black today. Hallelujah. You can tell I'm feeling this. I wish you could have seen me. I was dancing while I was praying. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black today. Let's do the altar call, and then I'm going to end with your task. Everyone, just keep on saying it. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black today. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. All right. Now, our topic for today is Black Friday Chronicles for the Soul. Your task for today and this entire weekend, you got two things to do. Number one, make sure we've already prayed, we've already humbled ourselves, we've already asked forgiveness, so make sure you don't let your soul get back into the unprofitable red again. Spend time with God this weekend. Make sure you go to church, okay? And make sure you spend time with him. And, of course, don't forget to tune in live with me Monday through Friday. This is part of your daily devotional time with God. Number two, I need you to share this with at least three people today, because we want to get some other souls back in the black for the kingdom. All right, I will see you on Monday at 7 a.m. Remember, everything you need, how to follow me, everything is on the website, fieldfire.com, feeldfire.com. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black. I'm back in the black today.
Ears haven't heard.
Ooh, no more red though.
The kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Get ready.